The 2020 Hockey Hall of Fame class has been announced. And one of the top all-time goaltenders in Canadian history will be inducted. We just don't know whether it'll be in person or virtually this fall. Kim St. Pierre, a three-time Olympic gold medalist, not only three-time, three in a row, Salt Lake City, Torino, and Vancouver. She is Canada's all-time leader in games, wins, and shutouts. She joins us now on Leadoff. Kim, congratulations. What an achievement. When that phone call comes, when you get the news, what's the reaction?
It's hard to believe. I know some people were asking me if I was thinking that this year would be the year, but you kind of never really get prepared for that. And especially I found out 15 minutes before the actual announcement. So I was really not in the... Not in the moon, but I was not expecting it to be the call that I was waiting for. So to have the voice of Lanny McDonald, it was crazy. Like, I'm so glad I was with my kids and my husband, so I was able to share this amazing news. And then I called my parents right away, so they did not think I was hiding something from them.
Right.
This is such a huge honor and I get to share it with so many people.
So what's the conversation? Mom, Dad, I have big news, but I'm not pregnant again. Is that how you deliver it?
Yeah, I hope that's not what they were thinking. I have two kids and we're good with that. But I was like, I have something big to announce. So they, maybe they got scared a bit, but they were so proud. They've been a huge part of my success since I was so little, to introduce me to so many sports and to follow me in this crazy hockey career that it was. So I'm so fortunate to have my parents and my brothers too, that they were always there supporting me.
Kim, we often hear, especially women, say, I never thought this moment would happen because I just didn't think it could. I didn't think it was possible. And then the hall allowed women to be a part of it. Growing up, was there ever a time where you aspired to be a part of the Hockey Hall of Fame? Or was it just not even a thought in your mind?
Well, it's not really something we dream about. I dreamt about going to the Olympics and maybe playing in the NHL. And because the Hall of Fame seems something so inachievable. Like, mm-hmm. It's something so special for like amazing players, and you never think that you get to get to their level. But once women's hockey were introduced in the Hall of Fame in 2010, it made it so special that finally all the pioneers from women's hockey were being recognized. So with Jella James and Cammy Granato, then it opened up the way for many others. So it's a privilege. It's an honor, and hopefully I'm going to keep inspiring the kids and the girls to play hockey, because it was a privilege for me, and it was an amazing career, and I have no regrets because I enjoyed every moment.
Hard to have regrets, Kim, when you win 3 Olympic gold medals, 5 world championships, and your career ends up in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Kim St. Pierre joining us on Leadoff. Kim, you and I are around the same age, and when I was growing up, there were some girls hockey players in my hometown in Nova Scotia. One of them you actually competed against, Sue Kay. Sue played for Concordia, and you were a goaltender for McGill. And I remember Sue, when we were growing up, saying she would have to change in janitor's closets. She would have to find anywhere in a rink, because there were no girls' teams growing up as a kid in rural Nova Scotia. And now you look at the growth of the girls' game, the massive expansion of the women's game. You're seeing where the sport is. For people listening who had no idea what the sport was, how can you explain the growth of what has happened with girls grassroots hockey and women's hockey at a high performance level?
Oh, wow. It has changed so much. I think you've explained it so well, how when I started, or Sue started playing hockey, we were the only girls playing. We didn't know other girls were playing hockey until maybe we joined the Team Quebec or Team Nova Scotia. So it was, it's like if I could not expect to see other girls playing. So for me, I just wanted to be a hockey player. It did not matter if I was the only girl. But once I realized there were opportunities, it was later on in my career. But what it's so exciting to see now, the little girls, when they're asking their parents to play hockey, they're able to join a girl team, a girls team. There's girls hockey schools. Caroline Ouellette has an awesome hockey tournament every year that there's like so many girls teams joining. It's all about the opportunities. And for me, I transitioned to the women's game only at McGill University, and that changed my life. Like that day, that everything opened up in front of me. So I'm so grateful for Dan Madden and recruiting me at McGill University, and then Peter Smith being my coach there for 5 years. But that's something so incredible to see now, so many little girls. And, you know, I had to look up to Patrick Roy. He was my model, my role model. But now so many little girls can look up to Marie-Philippe Poulin and Charline Labonté and all the great players in Canada. So that's something magical.
Are you comfortable with that role, being a role model for girls to look up to?
Oh, I think it's important, and that's my job now with the Vox program. I don't know if you know this program. It's a free physical activity program for schools all over Canada. So it's supported by Reebok, and I've been with them for 3 years. So I get to go into the schools and motivate and inspire the kids and show them how physical activity and sports is so important. Like, it changed my life. I'm so glad I got started when I was younger, and I was not only a hockey player. I played so many other sports, and it's not about always going to the Olympics or winning all those medals, but it's the people you get to meet, the life lessons, dealing with losing and winning. So that's what I'm trying to teach and show the kids. To get involved in the sport makes a huge difference in their life, and especially teen girls. We've seen a report recently showing that they're quitting sports too young. So
yeah.
I had such an awesome life with sport and met my best friends playing sports, not only hockey, but soccer and fastball. So I want to give and inspire and motivate the kids to become involved in sports or physical activity.
Kim St. Pierre joins us on Leadoff. She is headed to the Hockey Hall of Fame, part of the 2020 class. You mentioned your parents, you mentioned your siblings, Kim. When you give that speech in November, however you're going to give it, who knows if we're going to be in person or virtually or by November, what planet we're all going to be living on, who are you going to be thinking about that night when you give that speech? Your family's the obvious, but who else will you be thinking about?
Oh, there's so many people. That's why I can't sleep. I couldn't sleep for the last two nights. There's just so many people. Either at the grassroots level or at my McGill, Team Quebec, the Montreal Stars, then Team Canada. So many great teammates, coaches, and staff that I had the privilege to work with and that made a difference in my life. But for sure, Danielle Sauvageau had a huge impact. She was the one that saw me, that wanted to give me a chance because, the women's hockey game was not working out for me. I was always being cut from different teams. So she saw something special in me. So without her and without going to McGill University, where I was recruited by Dan Madden, I think my life would have been very, very different. So I'm so grateful. At McGill, I met my best friend, Amy Doyle, as well. That she was there for me every step of the way, even when I had my two kids. So these are the people, for sure, besides my family and my kids. Now, it's so great that they get to maybe get a taste or get a feel of what my career was like. So to be able to share that with everybody, that's what it makes it so special.
Kim, congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's an amazing achievement. You mentioned Amy Doyle. Amy was Kim's backup, and then Kim took 2002 off to go to the Olympics. So Amy was the starting goaltender, and nobody was happier to have Kim back on that McGill team in 2003 than Amy. So congratulations. Glad you're enjoying it, and enjoy this whole process leading into the fall.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.